USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi from 1 year ago. And now Democrat President Biden has added another tax to the American people in a time of financial recession. His student loan forgiveness of $10,000 to $20,000 per student is now going to be paid back by you and me. President Zelensky said Russian missiles struck a train station and house in eastern Ukraine and killed at least 22 people. President Biden spent another $3 billion Wednesday to support Ukraine's military in the months ahead. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Although the American people are now responsible for paying back some of the American student loans in President Biden's $300 billion handout, at least you can enjoy a nice steak if you so choose. Well, the drought out west is making that comfort food a little less viable.
More than 80% of the western United States is under severe drought, forcing farmers and ranchers to sell off their herds. The president of the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, Arthur Uhl, tells Fox News if the drought continues, meat consumers can expect more inflation.
The fewer cattle there are out in the country, the fewer calves will be born next year, and the supply will go down, and when supplies go down, it's very simple, supply and demand, the prices will rise.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The last week of the NFL preseason is tonight with two games and runs through the weekend. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Many Americans are quite upset they are now responsible to pay back America's student loans in a time of recession. That's what Democrat President Biden did Wednesday with the stroke of a pen, completely bypassing Congress. According to Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, President Biden does not have the authority for student loan forgiveness.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress. And I don't even like to call it forgiveness because that implies a transgression. It's not to be forgiven. Just freeing people from those obligations.
Pelosi from July of 2021. Spending money like drunken sailors. That's how one Republican describes the White House during a recession.
Wednesday on Fox News, former Trump counselor Kellyanne Conway argued that the Democrats' surprise win in a New York special election wasn't a strong indicator for the midterms. She also provided reaction to Biden's student loan decision.
You don't start spending money like drunken sailors, and that's what Biden's Washington is doing. And by the way, Biden is going to be on the ballot everywhere in November. That's why nobody wants to campaign with him.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thank you, Tony. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.